Starting to drop.
Yeah. At night, it gets down to 120 degrees below zero.
That's nippy.
What happened?
Fell off that bank, sir. Cut my hand.
Let's see. Get back to the ship. Report to the sick bay.
Yes, sir. Geological technician Fisher. Ready to beam up.
Right. Locked onto you. Cut the ice. When's your engagement?
Flop.
Onto what?
I don't know. Some kind of yellow ore.
Magnetic. Decontaminate that uniform.
Yes, sir.
That acted like a burnout.
Captain Kirk, ready to beam up.
Just one moment, Captain. Checks out okay now. You better go get a synchronic meter so we can double check.
Yes, sir.
All right, Captain. Locked onto you.
Serious. Don't leave the transporter room unattended, Wilson. We'll be right back, sir.
Frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Captain's log, stardate 1672.1. Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177. Unknown to any of us during this time, a duplicate of me, some strange alter ego, had been created by the transporter malfunction.
Captain
You all right, sir? Can I give you a hand, sir? Captain?
Thank you. It might profit you to let Dr. McCoy give you the once over.
All right, engineer. I'll have my engines look too.
Ship's manifest, sir. I think they're in order now.
Thank you.
I've checked.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
Day, Fisher. Business has been lousy. What'd you do? Take a fall on purpose so you could get a little vacation?
Sorry, I'm brandy.
I'm back to duty status, Fisher. I have no sympathy for clumsiness.
No, sir. The hand's much better, sir.
I do for you, Jim.
I said, give me the brandy!
Yes, Mr. Spock. What is it?
Is there something I can do for you, Captain?
Like what?
Well, Dr. McCoy seemed to think that I should check on you.
That's nice. Come on, Spock. I know that look. What is it?
Well, our good doctor said that you were acting like a wild man.
Demanded brandy.
A good doctor's been putting you on again.
Well, in that case, if you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain, I'll get back to my work.
I'll tell him you were properly annoyed.
Captain.
What is it, Scotty?
Transporter breakdown, sir. Continue circuit testing. We beamed up this animal and...
Well, look for yourself. It's in this specimen case.
Yes? A few seconds after they sent this one up through the transporter, that duplicate appeared. Except it's not a duplicate. It's an opposite. Two of the same animal, but different. One gentle, this. One mean and fierce, that. Some kind of savage, ferocious opposite. Captain... We don't dare send Mr. Sulu and the landing party up. If this should happen to a man...
Oh, my...
Something that you...
Jim will do here, Jans.
Oh.
You're too beautiful to ignore. Too much woman. We've both been pretending too long. Stop pretending. Let's stop pretending. Come here, James. Don't fight me. Don't fight me, James.
James.
Just a minute, James. Just a minute.
Technician Fisher, Deck 12, Section...
Me? My yeoman said that? I've been resting here since you left me. Alone, Mr. Spark.
Captain, Dr. McCoy reports that you demanded this brandy in sick bay and left with it. I found this bottle in Yeoman Rand's quarters.
Not true. I haven't been to the sick bay. Let's find out what's going on. Sick bay.
Was the captain. And he got hold of me. I didn't know what to do. When you mentioned the feelings we've been hiding, and you started talking about us.
Us?
Well, we... He is the captain. I couldn't just... You started hurting me. I had to fight you, scratch your face.
Yeoman. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my face. Are there any scratches?
I was sure I scratched you. I was frightened, maybe.
Yeoman, I was in my room. It wasn't me.
Sir... Fisher saw you, too.
Fisher's?
If it hadn't been... I can understand. I don't want to get you into trouble. I wouldn't have even mentioned it.
It wasn't me.
It was you, sir.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yes. I know what I'm saying.
Back to that bed, Bucko. Come on, let's go.
Go now, Yeoman. There's only one logical answer. We have an imposter aboard.
Captain's log, stardate 1672.9. On the planet's surface, temperatures are beginning to drop. Our landing party there in growing jeopardy. Due to the malfunction of the ship's transporter, an unexplained duplicate of myself definitely exists.
How did all this happen?
I don't know, sir.
But when Fisher came up, his suit was covered with a soft yellow ore. It had highly unusual properties. May have caused an overload. Can't tell. Not yet.
Does the transporter work at all?
Yes, sir. But we don't dare bring up the landing party. It might be duplicated like this animal.
How long will it take you to find the trouble?
Can't say, sir.
We just can't leave those four men down there. It's getting dark. They'll die. The surface temperature of that planet goes down to 120 degrees below zero at night.
We're doing everything we can, sir.
Yes, I know, Scotty.
About your double, Captain.
Yes, yes. We'll have to find him. Search parties. Mr. Spock, organized search parties.
We can't take a chance on killing it. We have no previous experience, no way of knowing what would happen to you.
That's right. We don't know. But the men have to be armed. The men are to be armed, but the phase is locked. I repeat, locked on setting number one. Be any chance of him being killed. He's to be taken without. The men are forced to fire. He can't be killed.
How should we explain it to them, Captain? The search parties are to capture you.
Tell them.
The search parties, Captain.
Yes, I'll make an announcement to the entire crew. Tell them what happened. It's a good crew. They deserve to know.
Captain, no disrespect intended, but you must surely realize you can't announce the full truth to the crew. You're the captain of this ship. You haven't the right to be vulnerable in the eyes of the crew. You can't afford the luxury of being anything less than perfect. If you do, they lose faith, and you lose command.
Yes, I do know that, Mr. Spark. What I don't know is why I forgot that just now.
Mr. Spark. If you see me slipping again, your orders. Your orders. Are to tell me.
Understood, Captain.
Stardate 1673.1. Something has happened to me. Somehow, in being duplicated, I have lost my strength of will. Decisions are becoming more and more difficult.
This is the captain speaking. There's an imposter aboard the ship. A man who looks exactly like me and is pretending to be me. This man is dangerous. Utmost caution is to be observed. All crew members are to arm themselves. The imposter may be identified by scratches on his face. Repeat. The imposter may be identified by scratches on his face.
Section chiefs, assign personnel to the search. All search parties
report to Mr. Spock for assignment.
Something.
About the phaser weapons. To be set for stunning force and lock.
Oh, yes, yes. All hand phasers must be set on base cycle. Stunning force.
The imposter is not to be injured. Use minimum force. Repeat. The imposter is not to be injured.
Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk!
Captain Kirk.
Wilson, give me your phaser.
Yes, sir.
How you been?
Fine, sir.
How's it going down there, Mr. Sulu?
It's already 20 degrees below zero. And exactly call and follow me.
Isn't there any way we can help them?
Thermal heaters were transported down. They duplicated. They won't operate.
Then we've got to get those men up.
Mr. Spock?
Spock here.
Transporter technician Wilson found injured near the captain's cabin. He says the imposter attacked him, called him by name, took his hand phaser.
Acknowledged. Continue the search.
We've got to find him before he... But how?
Apparently, this double, however different in temperament, has your knowledge of the ship, its crew, its devices. This being the case, perhaps we can outguess him by determining his next move. Knowing how the ship is laid out, where would you go to elude a mass search?
The lower levels. The engineering deck.
Set and locked on base cycle to stun, not to kill. What about your phaser, Captain? Don't you think we ought to get some help, Captain?
No. I don't want anyone else to see me.
Captain, you ordered me to tell you.
Mr. Spock, if I'm to be the captain, I've got to act like one.
He'll be
regaining consciousness soon and not knowing what his physical state is, I don't think I'd dare give him a tranquilizer in a kind. I think we'd better bind him.
Yes. Yes, all right. What's the matter with me?
Judging from my observations, Captain, you're rapidly losing the power of decision.
You have a point, Spock?
Yes. Always, Doctor. We have here an unusual opportunity to appraise the human mind, or to examine, in Earth terms, the roles of good and evil in a man. His negative side, which you call hostility, lust, violence. And his positive side, which Earth people express as compassion, love, tenderness.
It's the captain's guts you're analyzing. Are you aware of that, Spock?
Yes. And what is it that makes one man an exceptional leader? We see here indications that it is his negative side which makes him strong. That his evil side, if you will, properly controlled and disciplined, is vital to his strength. Your negative side, removed from you, the power of command begins to elude you.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
If your power of command continues to weaken, you'll soon be unable to function as captain. You must be prepared for that.
You have your intellect, Joe. You can fight with that.
For how long?
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Captain Kirk.
Kirk here.
Mr. Scott, sir, on the lower level of the engineering deck. I found a new trouble with the transporter.
The casing has a wide gap ripped in it. The main circuits have been burned through. The abort control circuit is gone altogether.
Can you give us a status report, Captain? Temperature's still dropping. Now 41 degrees below zero.
I've located the trouble. It shouldn't be much longer.
Do you think you might be able to find a long rope somewhere and lower us down a pot of hot coffee?
I'll see what we can do.
Rice wine will do if you're short on coffee.
Engineering deck. Kirk here.
Scott here, Captain.
That unit, Scotty. Status report.
The transporter unit ionizer. Nothing much left of it, sir.
How bad is it?
We can't repair it in less than a week.
Captain's log, stardate 1673.5. Transporter still inoperable. My negative self is under restraint in sickbay. My own indecisiveness growing. My force of will steadily weakening. On the planet, condition critical. Surface temperature is 75 degrees below zero. Still dropping.
I think we ought to give room service another call. That coffee's taking too long. Enterprise, this is Sulu.
Kirk here, Mr. Sulu.
Outline direct to the captain. Are we that far gone?
I gave everybody the afternoon off. I'm watching the store.
How is it down there?
Oh, lovely. Except that the frost is building up. We're using hand phasers to keep the rocks. One phaser quit on us. Three still operating. Any possibility of getting us back aboard before the skiing season opens down here?
What's the spark, Mr. Sulu? We'll have to hold on a little longer. There's no other way. Survival procedures, Mr. Sulu.
Per your training program, Mr. Spock.
Ah!
What happened?
Apparently, the body functioning weakened during the duplication process. A fact I failed to consider.
He's not dying.
Yes, he is.
Help me.
How can he die? How can I survive without him?
I don't know, Jim.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on. You don't have to be afraid. I won't let go. Hold on.
You won't be afraid if you use your mind and think. Think. You can do it. That's it.
Jim, he is back. Jim. You can use that brandy now. In fact, I'll join you.
I have to take him back. Inside myself. I can't survive without him. I don't want to take him back. He's like an animal. A thoughtless, brutal animal. Yet it's me. Me.
Jim. You're no different than anyone else. We all have our darker side. We need it. It's half of what we are. It's not really ugly. It's human.
Human?
Yes, human. A lot of what he is makes you the man you are.
God forbid I should have to agree with Spot, but he was right. Without the negative side, you wouldn't be the captain. You couldn't be, and you know it. Your strength of command lies mostly in him.
What do I have?
You have the goodness.
Not enough. I have a ship to command.
The intelligence, the logic, it appears you have has most of that. And perhaps that's where man's essential courage comes from. Where you see, he was afraid, and you weren't.
Captain Kirk?
Kirk here.
Spock here. Would you come to the transporter room? We think we may have found an answer.
Coming.
We found a way to get the transporter working, sir.
We've attached to some bypass and leader circuits to compensate for the difference tied directly into the impulse engines.
Yes.
There shouldn't be more than a 5-point variation in the velocity balance. I suggest we send the animal through. Captain.
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Of the neck and hold him as long as I can.
Don't hurt him.
It's painless and quick. The animal will be unconscious for only a few minutes.
If this doesn't work, I don't know what will.
Energize.
Reverse.
shock of putting them back together seems to have been too much for him.
He's dead, Jim.
Captain's Log, Stardate 1673.1. Entry made by Second Officer Spock. Captain Kirk retains command of this vessel, but his force of will rapidly fading. Condition of landing party, critical. Transporter unit, still under repair.
Autopsy in depth. Hurry.
I don't know. Animal could have died of some kind of shock.
For once, I agree with you, Doctor. I said could have, Mr. Spock. We won't know until we get a full post-mortem.
No autopsy is necessary to know that the animal was terrified, confused. It was split into two halves and suddenly thrust back together again. Thus, shock. Induced by blind terror.
Yes, yes, that sounds likely.
It couldn't understand. You can. You have your intelligence controlling your fear.
Get the transporter room ready.
Could be, if, maybe, all guesswork so far. Just theory. Jim, why don't you give me a chance to do an autopsy and let Spock check out the transporter circuits again?
That sounds reasonable. We should double check everything.
Aren't you forgetting something, Captain?
No, I don't think I forgot.
Your men on the planet's surface. How much time do they have left?
Yes, that's right, the men. We have to take the chance, Bones. Their lives...
Suppose it wasn't shock, Jim. Suppose death was caused by a transporter malfunction. Then you'd die. They'd die anyway. Jim, you can't risk your life on a theory.
Being split in two halves is no theory with me, Doctor. I have a human half, you see, as well as an alien half, submerged, constantly at war with each other. Personal experience, Doctor. I survive it because my intelligence wins out over both, makes them live together. Your intelligence would enable you to survive as well.
Help me. Somebody. Make the decision.
Are you relinquishing your command, Captain?
No. No, I'm not.
Well, then we can't help you, Jim. The decision is yours.
Mr. Spock, ready the transporter room. Bones, continue the autopsy.
Mr. Sulu.
let them die.
What are you going to do?
Go through the transporter. Both of us.
There's nothing I can do to stop you.
It's what I have to do.
It's what I have to do. What we have to do.
I won't fight you anymore.
Oh, I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I owe you an explanation.
No.
Yes, I do. The transporter malfunctioned, divided me, created a duplicate. The animal part of me came to your cabin. He even scratched me to make us look more alike. I'd like the chance to explain it to you. You don't mind if I come to your cabin later?
No, sir.
Bridge.
No word from Mr. Carl, sir.
Prepare to leave order, Mr. Farrell. Well?
Captain!
I gave you an order, Mr. Farrell.
But what about...
They can't be saved. Prepare to leave orbit.
Yes, sir.
But I thought we planned... I've changed my mind. Go back to your station, Mr. Spock. Grab him. He's the imposter.
No!
McCoy, he's fooled you.
He attacked Cam.
Mr. Spock, you know who I am. You know what that is.
Mr. Spock, which one? What do we do?
We'll let the captain handle this. I'm the captain. Isn't that obvious? Look at his face. Remember the scratches? Look how he's tried to hide them. He wants you to think that he's Captain Kirk. You know who I am. Yes, I know. You want to kill me, don't you? Farrell! James! Grab him, he'll destroy the ship! I'm the captain! Don't you understand? I'm captain of the ship! It's my ship! My ship! It's mine! I'll kill you. Can half a man live? You know the step, you'll die. Then we'll both die. Please. I don't want to. Don't make me. Don't make me. I want to go back. Please. I want to live. You will. Both of us. Doesn't work. Understood, Captain.
Mr. Spock?
Ready.
Get those men aboard fast.
Right away, Captain.
Severe exposure, frostbite, but I think they'll make it. How do you feel, Jim?
Well, I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
Section's report ready, sir.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. Spock. From both of us.
Shall I pass that on to the crew, sir?
The imposter's back where he belongs. Let's forget him.
Captain? The imposter told me what happened.
Oh?
Who he really was. And I'd just like to say that... Well, sir, what I'd like to say is that...
Thank you, Yeoman.
The imposter had some interesting qualities, wouldn't you say, Yeoman?
This is the captain speaking. Navigator. Set in course correction. Helmsman, steady as she goes.